Did you ever hear about white people being slaves in public school?
No, what's ironic was, I was just going to bring that up. I've never heard about that in public schools. It was always taught that black people were the slaves. But if you actually do your own research outside of the public school system, you'll find out that one of the first slaves, you know, one of the first slaves was a white man, and one of the first slave owners was a black man. So, I mean, that's not something they teach in the public schools. I had to learn it on the side.
Now, Brother Tim, I want you to pull up an article for me, Article C. And it's kind of an interesting article that I was looking at. And I don't want to downplay the fact that lots and lots of black people were obviously shipped to America, and a lot of them were forced into slavery. But it's interesting how we completely ignore the fact that that's not the only people that were enslaved from a historical perspective. This article, which I found pretty interesting, I'll just read just kind of the first few lines here, but it says, slavery in America, typically associated with blacks from Africa, was an enterprise that began with the shipping of more than 300,000 white Britons to the colonies. That's a lot of people. I mean, we're not talking about, like, you know, obviously you can say, oh, there was one white guy and there's millions of black people, then, you know, we can make it a black issue. But for it to be 300,000 white Britons being brought in, that's a pretty sizable number. And in fact, this article even goes on to say, a little bit further down, it says, these white slaves in the New World consisted of street children plucked from London's back alleys, prostitutes, and impoverished migrants searching for a brighter future and willing to sign up for indentured servitude. Convicts were also persuaded to avoid lengthy sentences and executions on their home soil by enslavement in the British colonies. The much maligned Irish, viewed as savages worthy of ethnic cleansing and despised for the rejection of Protestantism, also made up a portion of America's first slave population, as did Quakers, Cavaliers, Puritans, Jesuits, and others. And this is another thing that's interesting, you know, that a lot of people that were put as slaves were heretics. Like, the heretics were the people that were put as slaves initially, and viewed very derogatory. The Catholic Church had done similar things in, you know, the Dark Ages, and through some of their crusades, the horrible atrocities that they would do to people that simply didn't, you know, follow their religion. And really, racism or prejudice or slavery, all these things, it's not just a white people hate black people issue. You know, that's really just so far from reality or truth. There's some other facts about black slaves specifically in American history that this one lady brings up that's from this article. I'm going to highly recommend you check out that article. It's therayfield.com. But if we can get that YouTube video pulled up, here you go. Perfect. Let's play about 30 seconds of this clip here.
Abundant proof found in various court records and legislative petitions. According to historian R. Halliburton Jr., there were approximately 599 free blacks in the United States. 1830, okay, this is 35 years before slavery was abolished, right? Yet, at the same time, there were 3,775 free blacks who owned 12,740 black slaves.
In the 1600s, we had over 300,000 white slaves. We fast forward to the 1830s, which she's bringing up the fact that this is 30 years before Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War, before we have essentially what's considered, you know, the civil rights initial, you know, movement or the initial push to free black people, where we see 320,000 black people are already free. But then of those freed, she brings up the fact that 3,000 of those men that are free, that are black, own black slaves themselves. Up to 12,000 black slaves are owned by other black people. And yet we have legislators, we have senators, we have governors, we have House representatives saying that we need to pay black people in this country the reparations that they deserve from their ancestors being black. How does that work? How do we know that those black people weren't the black people owning the other black people? How do we know that the black people weren't owning the white people? Do we need to pay reparations to the Irish? You know, I mean, what if you find out that on your mom's side, you owned your dad's side? Do you have to pay reparations to yourself? I mean, how does this even work? It's really just nonsense. And it's just a way to destroy our economy by increasing inflation is what my opinion is.